Here we are with Jim McGovern, Massachusetts 2nd District. He's been with us for a long time. He was in the minority for a long time. Then he was in the majority in the with the Democrats, and he became chairman of one of the most powerful committees in the United States Congress, the Traffic Cop, the Rules Committee. And the question, Jim McGovern, is, has it changed your personality?
No. You know, I personally haven't changed, but you know, I'm in a position now where I can advocate more forcefully for the causes and the issues that I care about. As you mentioned, the Rules Committee is the traffic cop of Congress. Everything comes from the Rules Committee. So it gives me an opportunity to make sure that things that I care deeply about are not neglected when we go before the full House.
Well, let's put it this way. Everything comes through the Rules Committee, as I remember from teaching the subject. But there are some things that don't go through the Rules Committee. They never get out. As I mentioned to you before, Judge Smith used to go apple picking when when he didn't like a bill.
Right. Back then, when Judge Smith was the chair of the Rules Committee became the graveyard for good legislation. It became the place where, quite frankly, John F. Kennedy's civil rights agenda got stopped. But the Rules Committee today is a much different place because we are trying to be more accommodating and also trying to bring up issues that people care about. I mean, you know, when the Republicans were in charge, we could never get a debate on gun control. We were unable to bring to the floor, you know, a bill that expanded universal background checks. That changed when the Democrats took control of the Rules Committee. They used the Rules Committee to try to undo the Affordable Care Act. We're using it to try to expand health care protections for people. So it's a much different place. I think it's a better place. And I'm proud of the stuff that we're doing. I mean, one of the things that I did when I first became the chair is I said that the committees of jurisdiction have to do hearings and they have to do markups before they come to the Rules Committee, because what the Republicans were doing is just using the Rules Committee for everything. So, for example, the tax bill, you know, that added trillions to our deficit and debt. The Ways and Means Committee, which Richie Neal sits on, never even had a hearing. He never had a chance to offer an amendment. It just mysteriously appeared before the Rules Committee, and then we voted on it, and now we're finding all the errors that were in it, and we're trying to fix it.
You're part of a leadership team, of course. We see Jerry Nadler deviating from the speaker in terms of the impeachment issue. So does that put any kind of binder on you? It's a tough question. I know that, Jim McGovern. But does it put any kind of a halter on you in terms of not saying the kinds of things you've always been my hero? Because unlike a lot of other people, you haven't shut up.
Yeah, look, I haven't. And I mean, and I said, after Mr. Mueller spoke, that I personally favored that the Judiciary Committee, you know, launching a formal impeachment inquiry. So I know that kind of contradicts a little bit what the speaker said, but it's what I believe. Now, whether we get there or not, that's it's going to take more than just me saying it. We're going to have a consensus to move forward. But I think that the behavior of this administration and his behavior in the campaign, and having read the Mueller report, makes me believe that we can't turn a blind eye to this. We just can't say it's politically inconvenient. We're going to have to do what our founders expected us to do, and that is live up to our constitutional responsibilities.
So if you're sitting in the House and you're a Democrat right now, and you have a fired up constituency who just really hate this president, I mean, let's face it, for good reason, and want to impeach him. They may not understand that the Senate won't convict. They may not give a damn that the Senate won't convict. They just want something done. Don't you have to sort of follow your constituents?
Well, I think you do to a certain extent. That but I think on this matter, I think you have to advocate for what you believe is the right thing to do. And look, what Speaker Pelosi is advocating is not different from, you know, what I'm suggesting by that much. What she's saying is that, you know, let the committees of oversight continue to do hearings and gather the information and gather the evidence, and then we'll have a stronger case if we move forward. So today in the Rules Committee, we are I've got a resolution that would it would be a resolution to enforce the subpoenas that the Judiciary Committee issued to Attorney General Barr and former White House Counsel McGahn. I mean, basically civil contempt. And we are going to debate that in the Rules Committee, and then tomorrow it'll come on the House floor, and I will handle the bill, because it's a Rules Committee bill, and we will strengthen the judiciary's hand in basically forcing this administration to comply, you know, with what I think they are legally obligated to comply with.
You want those subpoenas enforced. You're willing to hold the people who aren't showing up in civil contempt.
Correct.
But who will prosecute that? In other words, does that take the Justice Department? I know that you have a jail cell down in the bottom of the... You really
right.
Do.
No, it won't take the Justice Department. It will take the courts. And that's why we're going this way, because, you know, if we just... I mean, some people have suggested that we just hold them in contempt and then turn it over to the Justice Department. Well, that's like asking the fox to guard the hen house.
Right.
I mean, they're not going to do anything. So we are going to the courts. We think it will strengthen our hand. We think it will result in courts expediting decisions on some of the requests. And and by the way, it's not just on the Mueller report. It's also on. Their lack of coming forward and respecting subpoenas on their immigration policy, on their health care policies and stuff like that, a whole range of things. But bottom line is, if they don't comply, if we pass this resolution, if they don't comply, they will be in contempt of court, which carries fines and potentially jail time. So they will have to deal with the courts. And I believe that by any reasonable measure, the courts will side with us.
But sooner or later, when you say the courts, doesn't it get up to the big court in the sky up there? I'm not talking about God. I'm talking about
I'm talking about
the Supreme Court.
And, it could.
Yeah.
And look, he's done his best to stack the court in his favor. But, we'll find out whether or not, those who he's appointed are just political hacks, or whether or not they're going to uphold the law. The law is clear on this stuff. The bottom line is Congress is a co-equal branch of government. And what we say ought to carry some weight, and we will see what happens then. But my hope would be that if the administration begins to see that the courts aren't siding with them, then maybe they may change their tune with regard to cooperating with Congress.
Don't you believe in the cult of the robe? You know, this thing I used to teach in Politics 101. You know, you appoint a conservative from the Federalist Society, but they put on the robe and they become a good judge. Is that possible?
Well, it is possible, although we've seen examples where that didn't happen. I think about Clarence Thomas and
sure.
I'm looking at Brett Kavanaugh, but most people who have been appointed, I think, have, when they've assumed the position, have demonstrated that, they're more than just political hacks. And I hope that is what the majority of the court shows us if this ends up going to them.
Jim McGovern is one of the most powerful people in the United States House of Representatives. He's from Massachusetts 2nd District. He's been in office since 1997. And as you can hear, the reasons why, he's one of my great heroes. Thank you for being with us, Jim. When we come back the next time, I got lots more for you.
My pleasure.